Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are dialed in. You are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Hey, beautiful day out there in H-Town. Somebody turned up the heat, and we're going to turn up the heat today. We're going to bring some great resources, tools, and information to you, which is the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour, to help you unleash your business today. So listen, before I get rolling and get dive in directly to that topic, what I need you to do, I'm always groveling, all right? So if you're out there listening, Coach Ron is in the house. Your task, your assignment, your journey right now is to go out to Facebook. Yes, hey, I know not everybody's on Facebook, but listen, that's where I try to do most of my work. Hop out on Facebook, go out and search for Unleashed Radio Hour. Go out and search for the Unleashed Radio Hour fan page. Like the page. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another subliminal message from the Unleashed Radio Hour. Please go out and like the Facebook page. All right, hey, with that, what you need to know, I'm going to be moving over. August 1st is my deadline. I'm moving over in August, all live streaming will be broadcast over on the Unleashed Radio Hour Facebook page. If you don't go over and like the page, you can't follow the live stream. All right, for those of you who are used to seeing that live stream, I'm going to get that fired up here in just a moment. But listen, go out, follow along. You can always, here comes the bad joke. I got to warn everybody. If you missed any of our past shows, well, we missed you too. So guess what? Go out to unleashedradiohour.com, unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the podcast link, where you can follow along with all the past shows. It's current. It's up to date. You know, it's really hip. Go out there. Listen, you can also find the shows out on iTunes. That does no problem there either. Go out, dial in, listen to the past shows. Stay connected at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Like the page on Facebook. Hey, and if you're on the Twitterverse, you can always follow along with me at Ron Unleashed. Hey, Nikki, I think it's time for us to roll to a break. Is that what I'm hearing? Hey, can I get an amen? See, you got to do. You stepping in. You got to do it all the way, sister. You got to fill in the void there. So we'll be right back after these messages.
How do we know Jesus is coming again? How's a virgin birth possible? How do you explain a virgin birth? What exactly happened on the day Jesus died? Get the answers to these questions and more at thenewjesus.org, where renowned pastors and theologians like R.C. Sproul, Greg Laurie, and Alistair Begg answer your questions about the life of Christ, prophecy, salvation, miracles, and more. Scroll through topics that interest you or submit your own questions. Whether you're a seeker or a scholar, get the answers you're looking for at thenewjesus.org. That's Jesus.org. Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-207-1265. 800-207-1265.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Took a little break. We're dancing. We are now officially streaming live. Now I'm only streaming live on my personal profile out on Facebook. That is going to move over to the fan page and the page for the Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook in August. Get out, like the page ASAP to stay connected and to the streaming live experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, today we're going to get rocking and rolling here today, as I say that always, but I am very excited. I have had the honor and the privilege for the last several years of being involved and connected to the Houston's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For program here that takes place every year annually here in Houston. Now you're thinking, okay, well, what do you mean, Ron? Well, what's that program all about? Well, that's what I'm here to break it down for you. And this year is even more special than the years in the past for me. Why? Why might you say? Because I am blessed, I am fortunate to be the media sponsor of recognizing Houston's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For that we just took place 2 weeks ago. Bill Baeza did a wonderful job as our MC. Got to kick it with Brother Bill again this year, which was good. Although Dominique could have showed up, and I've already harassed her out on the Twitterverse, so she's like, you're in great hands. So I got a direct tweet from Dominique, so it made my day. But listen, you think, well, what's this whole best and brightest thing all about? Well, let me tell you, what you need to do is if you're out there, follow along. You can go out to 101bestandbrightest.com. Again, 101bestandbrightest.com. And what you're going to see, that the whole piece, the entire antithesis of this program is to identify better business, richer lives, and stronger communities. That's the goal. So what are those companies that are out here in the greater Houston area, in Atlanta, in San Francisco, in Chicago, in Dallas? Dallas, where I'll be tomorrow doing some training. What are the programs that are taking place inside companies and in organizations that helps to make their business better, which enhances lives and builds stronger communities? And that's why we're excited to be a part here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, perfectly aligned with the mission of the show, which is to help you unleash your career, oh, quote, and business, is to recognize the best practices. Now, how does this work? How does this work, you say? I know that you're asking that question as you listen out there. So if you go out to 101bestandbrightest.com, click on the About link. This is sponsored by the National Association of Business Resources. The way that this works and how you can participate is you get your company, your organization, nominated for consideration of being the best of the best in Houston. Now, how does that work? You participate, you get involved, and here's where, if you listened to last week's show, I talked all about employee engagement. I talked about how significant it is that leaders in a company and in a business participate in an engagement survey with their employees to identify what are they doing right, where are their opportunities, what are those things that those employees want to tell you or need to tell you, but haven't, and you get a chance to learn so that you can increase that engagement of your team. Well, that's part of that process with Houston's best and brightest companies to work for, is you have an opportunity. We have a third-party provider that tracks, records, that completes the assessment, and reports that to the National Association for Business Resources that leads up to the major event and gala where we recognize Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. Today, I am privileged here in studio. I have with me, all right, Kristen Gordon from All Four. The joke we had, all four, what? We'll get to that here a little bit later. See, I took you, James, I took your line from you there, brother.
That's fine.
And then I've got James Schuler from Center Technologies. Now, why are Kristen and James here today? Because All Four was recognized as Houston's elite, best of the best in the small business category. And then Center Technologies this year was recognized in Houston as the best of the best overall company by which to work for. And then here's the best part, by your employees. Not by any outside party, not by anyone that comes, we're going to put a checklist together. Do they pass muster or do they not? No, this comes from within. So, Kristen, I'm going to start out with you with that small business angle. Tell us a little bit about All Four. Tell us a little about what you do and what is, you know, just how, what does it mean to be here today and be a part of this process?
Very good. Well, thank you very much for having us here today. All Four is an environmental consulting company, and we're focused on air quality. So we're helping industrial clients get air permits, work with the regulations that the local state agencies and EPA impose upon them, and help them with their own businesses that way. So from a small business perspective, All Four has been around for 14 years, and we've grown every year. From headquarters, we're in Philadelphia. And I run our Houston office. We're also located in Atlanta and D.C. So as we've grown the company over the years, what we found has been, you know, successful is really being aligned from the, you know, the top of the organization and having that transfer through our culture. So that's really led to our best-in-class program, which we'll talk a little bit more about here today.
Absolutely. And you guys are doing some amazing things. And so if you're out there listening with bated breath, that's what you get to pay attention to as we move in here to the program. You know, and you hit a real key piece there, and it's a word that I talk about here on the Unleashed Radio Hour all the time. I talk about it all in the management leadership training that I do, and that's culture and how important it is to establish that culture that attracts talent. Now, James, you had a pleasure. I had the pleasure of sharing the stage with you at the event where we did get a chance to talk about that culture. You're with Center Technologies. So tell us a little bit about Center Technologies, what you do, and a little bit about the culture that's present at Center Technologies.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron. So we're a dominant regional player in the IT services game for Houston, Dallas, Austin, and then New Orleans. We do a lot for a number of the traditional manufacturers you probably heard of in the Dell, Cisco type realm. We also do a lot with some smaller manufacturers that fit our story best. And our philosophy behind it is a bunch of imperfect products, since nobody's perfect, are pieced together to create a perfect whole. That is really the key core methodology that creates our culture as well. So okay. We believe that we take a bunch of people in our team as well who are not perfect, pair them together, and create a perfect whole, and are able to create a really strong services feel again, dominant regional player. We're not looking to go national. Our focus is to always be able to shake our customers' hands and be able to offer that enterprise level class of service. So
yeah, that one-to-one, build that relationship, maintain that relationship, and keep business moving forward.
That's right.
Now, there were several programs that your employees got recognized with, but tell us a little about, now this isn't your first year attending a Houston's Best and Brightest event,
correct.
Is it?
No.
How many years has Center Technologies been involved?
We've been recognized as a finalist for 3 years, including this past year.
Exactly. So yeah. 3 out of the 5 years that the program's been here, so you're doing some things right. What are some of those things that you value? You personally, about, you know, what about that culture and about being an employee and working as a part of that greater whole at Center Technologies?
Yeah, so you're a sports fan.
Amen.
I'm a big fan of the concept of team. The one person can fall back behind the group while the rest of the team picks them up and pulls them forward. We see a lot of that we encourage people to take chances, take risks. They're going to make mistakes. Again, our philosophy is that no one's perfect. It's how we respond to those mistakes and those errors that are made that defines who we are. So that really is the core of it for me is if you make a mistake, own it, feel your way through it, get your team around you to help you get past it, and we'll all be stronger for it.
So you're never in it all by yourself.
Never.
No man or woman is on an island that you have an opportunity to for the next person to step up or for the next person to get engaged and participate.
Correct.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Kristen, you mentioned that you guys participate in the Atlanta program as well.
Yes.
And how many years have you guys been involved and engaged here in the Houston program?
Well, first year here in Houston and uh-huh. 3 years in Atlanta.
So you've had an opportunity. You said you spent some time in Philadelphia, correct?
Yes.
In the headquarters, and you've seen the program. From your observation, and I think it's absolutely fabulous. Sorry, I had to do that and have a little fun. Yeah, Nikki, look at that. What you doing? Yeah, I am crazy. That is, it's already certifiable. But part of the piece is you've had an opportunity to see this program in different major metropolitan areas. What have you gleaned from as far as the significance of the program? Why would someone even want to participate and get involved?
Well, I think it's just so important to get a feeling for your staff and your employees, and what are they really thinking about what's going on at your company, the culture, the resources, the training, all that. And what we see from these surveys here in Houston as well as in Atlanta is just we really get a lot of feedback on our best-in-class program, and that includes a lot of things from education and training, recruiting, our benefits program, and some of our other kind of more fun programs, including our Flash Fund and our Dinners to Go program. So really getting a feel and having a pulse on our employees and what they're thinking about and how they're engaged and working in their own environments.
Yeah, and that's the big key, too, that really comes in. It starts with an employee engagement survey, and you know what's working. So real quick, because I'm sure people are like, Flash Fun? What is Flash Fun? So tell us a little bit about some of those fun and engaging activities that you participate at all four.
Sure. Well, Flash Fun really encompasses a lot of the fun things that we do. So on-site meals during some type of meeting over lunch, maybe some ice cream breaks when it gets a little bit too warm out and need a little sugar.
Kind of like right now.
Exactly. We're sports fans as well. March Madness watches. Certainly a lot of us enjoy
that. You get to watch March Madness at work. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so not everyone has to have that. not that I've ever participated in watching and have that boss button that goes to some spreadsheet that's not really a spreadsheet. But you actually support people coming together to experience work together.
Oh, absolutely. And we're very thrilled this past year, having had the Final Four here and with a number of us being alumni from Villanova, that we actually got to go see them win. So that was pretty cool.
Wow, very cool. Absolutely cool, because up from the Philly area, correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, so Flash Fun. You mentioned another program, Dinners to Go.
Absolutely. So Dinners to Go, we're in a consulting world, and we're taking care of our clients. And sometimes that fits in the 8 to 5 hours, and sometimes it does not. So on those days where we're working a little bit later and people are, you know, heading out of the office a little bit late, they have the opportunity to grab a gift card off the refrigerator from various restaurants. So maybe a Torchy's Tacos here in the area, or maybe a Wawa up in Philadelphia, to be able to stop by and pick up a meal for their dinner that night.
And that is company provided, company supported, facilitated. You just go. So I like the old adage of it's already on the refrigerator, and you take the gift card off the refrigerator. Takes me back to the days when you did something good, it got posted where? On the refrigerator. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in here. You're listening today. We are having an opportunity to learn from Houston's best and brightest, our two elite best of the best companies in all four and center technologies. When we come back from our break, we're going to dig in a little bit more deeper on the programs. How did those programs get started? And really kind of put it out there like, so who's responsible for making sure that these programs not only live now, but survive and thrive as time moves forward? As always, hey, you can call in. I know that we may get harassed based upon what James said, but that's okay. The telephone number is 713-785-1817. 713-785-1817. We're going to run to a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-273-0133. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-273-0135 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-273-0135 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-273-0135.
This is Business 1110.
Bring her up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We're rocking. We're rolling. Now, listen, if you hear the music, you know, I'm glad that you dialed in today because you're going to get to learn about opportunities and programs that will help you engage your employees, keep your employees, so that guess what? Your company isn't just living on a prayer. I know Jay Luggy's like, oh, he went there. He did it. Yes, I did. We're dialing in here, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are blessed. We are privileged to have an opportunity to bring to the airwaves some of the best practices of Houston's elite, best of the best, best and brightest companies to work for. The Unleashed Radio Hour has the honor and privilege of being the media sponsor for the annual event, for the program. You can, hey, if you're out there, go out. Hey, you want to learn more? Go out to Twitter. Search for the hashtag 101BB. Search for that hashtag 101BB. And I want you to do that because not only will you get to see what took place over almost a week and a half ago here in Houston, but you can see what's going on at all these best and brightest companies all over the country. And that's what I want you to get you dialed in today is we are here today to talk about how, you know, in the philosophy and the perspective of the best and brightest programs, better business, richer lives, stronger communities. That's why you want to get involved. You can do so by going out to 101 bestandbrightest.com to learn more, to get involved, and to get your company to participate involved. And that's where I want to put that up on a tee. How did all this come down in Center Technologies that, guess what, we're going to go do this program and see what we can do. And now you're, what, 3 years running at Center Technologies for being recognized as Houston's best and brightest companies to work for.
Yeah, but before 3 years ago, we never invested too much into the culture. We always knew it existed. We needed to improve it and adapt it and always make sure that everyone's hearing what the culture needs to be or what we see it needs to be. But we never really invested money into it, and we finally did that. We put a department together for our culture, and it's led by members of our marketing department, members of our sales department, members of our management team. And I think you said something pretty neat. That was that you found a way to separate a stem of your culture to other offices so that culture can grow within those offices. And that was our goal, was how do we get all of our departments to all see that same one culture.
You're on the same page, right?
Exactly. So yeah. That all starts for us with our committee. This forms directly for the culture team.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely critical, James. And that's one of the things, you know, we were talking about and before we came in here to the studio is one, it is about the culture. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's who facilitates that, who coordinates that. Because one of the things that I absolutely positively, unequivocally know about culture, either you define it and go after it, or you get what you get and you can't throw a fit. Because culture's going to form with or without your participation.
Sure.
But you actually have a full committee of individuals who are committed to making sure that the culture at Center Technologies is what it needs to be.
Yeah, and actually it formed kind of... It formed informally. It formed in a way where people who are concerned about it, wanting it to grow, all started getting together, and that's the way it all came about.
Right. So we had a chance for all four. We learned about some of the programs and some of the activities that you do, that you guys participate in, that you were recognized. James, what are some of those activities and things that employees and team members at Center Technologies value that you were recognized for this year?
Sure. Our operations team holds a fun Friday once a month. In fact, tomorrow we're doing kind of a beach day where T-shirts and more summer attire are okay in the office. We'll bring lunch.
Casual wear.
More casual than most casual Fridays, though. It's totally the Speedos at home. But
good choice.
I don't know. Might have to do it.
Hey, well now. Easy.
So that was one of our big ones that we were nominated for. I know another one has to do with our events that we hold every year. There's a customer and employee appreciation where we end up having a crawfish boil. It's been talked about a couple of times throughout the process of this award.
Yeah,
so we went through about 1,300 pounds of crawfish, about 150 pounds of barbecue. And a one day at the president of the company's house, crawfish boil. So,
well,
that's a pretty fun one.
It is, and the thing that I know from having participated those in eons ago is you get an opportunity to connect to your fellow team members, if you will, to other people and see them out of the office, which, ironically enough, people, this may sound crazy, enhances the ability for that culture to sustain itself, because people have things they look forward to, and those appreciation events are a huge part of that process.
And you meet families, and so that's another piece of it. And we talked about that team aspect. You start knowing everyone outside the office. It helps considerably as far as having someone's back and knowing what they're going through, making sure that you can pick them up when they're down.
Well, and that's one of the things that in the documentation, you know, company is all about team equals family, you know, and we're going to hear next week from another company. There's a theme that goes on here, Abus Inc. So Russell Schulte will be joining us for sure. We're adding another guest next week, and, you know, that whole familia concept, and they were another elite award winner in that work-life balance. You know, it matters. It makes a difference. And the one thing I talk about on the show all the time is, if everyone were to just stop for a moment, of course, don't do this if you're driving down the road. I want you to be safe, please. But if you really think about how much time you spend at work, we spend more time with our work, and I hope it's a work family, than we do our loved ones. And so it better be a good experience.
Sure.
Yeah. So what's another program that you guys were recognized for? You know, I've got this whole laundry list. You got your Fun Fridays. You've got your crawfish boil. But you also, what are these, the tuition reimbursements, other things like that?
Well, that's important to us that our employees continue to grow. I think it's easier to further invest in employees who've already been trained and are growing within the culture you want them to be in than to find new. So, yeah, if anyone has their own want to go out and better themselves, we want to help invest in that as well.
Yeah, because there's the old adage and the old quote is, you know, what happens if we train them and they leave? And then the question comes back is, what happens if we don't and they stay? Yeah, because then you're not going to get the culture that you want. You're not going to be one of the best and brightest companies to work for. And that's what we're here today to advertise, to talk about, to tell the stories of what it takes to be one of Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. We're going to run to a quick break. When we come back, we'll dig deeper. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-811-3471. 800-811-3471. 800-811-3471. 800-811-3471.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. and we are rocking and rolling. We are back today. We are rocking. We are sharing the stories. We are educating. We are informing of what it takes to be the elite of the elite, the best of the best of Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. Today, I have the pleasure of having Kristen Gordon from All Four and James Schuler from Center Technologies. We're talking today about the programs, about their company, about the business model and the culture that has them recognized. All Four was this year's the 2016 Houston's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For Small Business Elite Award winner. And Center Technologies was Houston's Best and Brightest overall Best and Brightest Companies to Work For 2016. If you would like to learn more, go out to 101bestandbrightest.com. You can go on and you can click about the programs. You can learn how to participate. You can look at the recent event galleries. There's pictures, previous winners, upcoming events, education. And that's a huge part of the Best and Brightest Companies program is the educational aspect to make sure that the goal, the outcome, better business, richer lives, and stronger communities is what the programs help to support. All right, now when we went to break and I talked to you, so you have to have a favorite program or an aspect of your culture that you appreciate and value the most at Center Technologies. What is it?
We don't have a name for it. We need one, kind of like that dinners to go. That's pretty good. But we do a lot of all-nighters, and with the sales team typically having the persona of being salesy, the sales team likes to show up and buy dinner or snacks. I have a history of bringing in Red Bulls or Monster Energy drinks to make sure the guys got what they need. And we'll drop them up at the client site and make sure that the guys who are working all night have what they need to be happy.
Yeah, so when they're implementing, because in technology, it's hard to do the work when the people are using the technology.
Correct.
To do the work during normal business hours.
A lot of night work.
So you guys have to adapt. So you also ask a lot of your team and coming in to support them as well to make sure that they're doing what needs to be done.
Correct.
Yeah, can I get an amen?
Amen!
See, there we go. That's my sister in studio having fun. Hey, you got to fill in for Andy. Hey, can I have another?
Amen.
Okay, you're supposed to say another.
Hallelujah.
We're preaching the gospel in here. Good businesses and good company and good culture. Now, Kristen, I throw the same question to you. You know, when you look at, you have to have a personal favorite of what goes on within your company. You know, you had an opportunity. You're bringing that culture here to the Houston office, making sure it stays intact. What do you value most from a personal level?
Well, a couple of minutes ago, you mentioned the word appreciation, and that's huge. I think at the end of the day, everybody likes to be appreciated. So we have a weekly meeting that we do at the company, and there's a defined section at the end of that where we throw out high fives to colleagues who have done a great job on some aspect within the last week. And all those are tied specifically back to our core four, and our core four are our core four values.
Ah.
And that has to do with accountability, authenticity, ownership, and our culture. So that's huge. I love that. Following that part of our meeting, we have a section called celebrations. And that's where, James, you were talking about family. We're a big family, and we like to hear about everybody's fun. So whether, somebody's kid happened to, graduate high school. Somebody was coaching a hockey team and they won a championship. Somebody hit a hole in one. New babies, new puppies, new houses. It's a great way to acknowledge for sure. And then once a month, employees are able to pull together kind of a recommendation for somebody to get an accolade at the end of the month, and that is read in the meeting. And a gift card is given to that person who receives the accolade.
So, the whole thing here, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now dialing in, a big part of both cultures at each company is really that work family. It's that family feel. It's that connection. And Kristen, you are absolutely, positively correct. The number one reason why employees leave a company is they don't feel appreciated. And when you have those recognition programs, when you make it a larger scope, because the reality is today, we are the total wholeness of who we are comes to the workplace day in and day out. It's not just Ron the worker or James the worker coming to work. It's all of what you do and how you do and your life comes with you. And to be able to recognize and to celebrate those milestones is absolutely critical. And because, hey, it's very different. If you go back to the early boomers and even the traditionalists before that, work and home never nary overlapped. But today, that is not the case, and you guys have recognized that, and you recognize the efforts and the strides that people make. Yeah. Hey, we got some music rolling here, so listen, it's a little Eminem, and we thank you for the opportunity to listen in here today, because, hey, we're going to break it down some more when we come back right after these messages.
Look,
one shot, one opportunity.
Rejuvenate, be inspired, refresh. Sounds like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with Business 1110 KTEK. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, come experience sites like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall of Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and more. This is not just a cruise. You will follow in the footsteps of key historical figures and be engrossed in the sights and sounds of the societies that establish what we experience today in government, culture, and faith. Come and visit the extraordinary cities of antiquity, 2,800-year-old ports, and more on a journey with the interactive vibrancy of faith and culture. Board the footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise September the 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, go to business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. We're rolling. That was a little Pearl Jam out there, rocking and rolling. Takes me back to my college days. Hey, speaking of which, hey, listen. Dial in. If you're a recent college graduate, if you're out there looking for work, you're in between jobs, I want to put that out there on a T for you, because guess what? Did 4 weeks, not one, not two, not three, 4 weeks of shows here on the Unleashed Radio Hour about helping you unleash your career. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is unleashedradiohour.com. All one word. And what you're going to do, hey, click on the links. Started back in May. Believe it or not, job searching tips for those in between jobs, the digital job market of what to do and how to do, serving those searching between jobs ministry. So there's a great ministry program up in Spring, Texas, where they really do work and help to help people who are in between jobs, and then how to unleash you and your job interview. Why do I bring that up? Because it's that time of year. High school students are looking for work. Recent college graduates are looking for work. Oh, and by the way, my tie-in to today is you may want to go look for some of Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. So if you would like to see a full list, you want to know who recipients are, past, present, future, you can stay connected always, 101bestandbrightest.com. Again, 101bestandbrightest.com. You go out, look at the programs, click on the programs link, click on previous winners, and what you'll be able to do is to peruse, and they are introduced by region. So there's the national winners, there's Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston. Look, Milwaukee, San Francisco, West Michigan, the metropolitan Detroit area where the program started. There are opportunities to learn about who those best and brightest companies are to work for. Hey, why does that matter? Because they create a culture that puts you as the employee at the center, that starts with you guys getting feedback from an employee engagement survey. So you all participated in that survey, yep. Right? Are you aware, how are those results being used and your company each year to year, 3 years running here,
sure.
4 years, if I'm putting the math together, between Atlanta now and in Houston. So what do you guys take away from those surveys?
Absolutely. Well, we review the surveys and get a feel for what are we doing right, what can we improve upon. Again, I think somebody mentioned earlier, nobody's perfect, so we're looking to see what makes the biggest difference. One angle we feel we nail is on the benefit side of things, so from the medical, dental, vision, having complete coverage for that. And I may not have completely appreciated that until I think I was walking up on the stage to get the award, and as that part of our description of all four was being read, hearing kind of an audible wow and noise from the background, I was quite taken back by that, because the fact that not only do we cover all those benefits and there's no cost to the employees, co-pays, deductions, and those type of things are also covered, and that's huge, and I think that means a lot to myself as well as our employees, recognizing that that's a huge contribution on both the individual side and if you're at the family level.
So hold the phone. Again, it's one of those things, hey, when you're in it, you appreciate it. When you're not, you don't know what you don't know. So you're telling me that all four covers medical expenses at zero out-of-pocket expense for the employee.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you wanted a rule of thumb, probably about a $7,500 benefit at an individual level, probably closer to $20,000 for a family.
That's so huge in today's, with everything that's taken place, with today's healthcare cost. I mean, crazy enough, I heard today, when I was driving in, that I kind of chuckled because it's a bit on another station on sports where they say, you know, screw them for not doing this. Well, to the healthcare company that denied someone's claim that they had broken their ankle and now they're $16,000 in debt.
Oh, no. Screw them.
Yeah, exactly. You've heard that show before, sure. Right? So, I mean, to steal from somebody else, but it goes back and it points to the fact that, holy cow, you guys, zero out-of-pocket expense here, and we can hear stories time and time again about how for individuals, medical bills stack up higher than they could imagine. And you guys cover that completely.
It's been a principal's commitment since day one of the company, so it's something we feel very strongly about.
And I would imagine that not only do the leadership of the company feel strongly about it, but also all of the employees feel very strongly about it.
Employees and their families.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. James, how about you? What are some of those things that you see that you guys have specifically driven and have been affirmed and or have taken care of as it relates to participating in this employee engagement survey?
We love your phrase, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't know what we didn't know. So 3 years ago, we didn't even know how to use those surveys. Everything we'd done as far as awards and what we'd received for any acknowledgement was all very measurable. Fast growing, the speed of rate of which we had employees, adding another office.
Your growth metrics.
Correct. We weren't receiving awards for things that are harder to measure, like culture or being best and brightest. So the survey has grown internally from being kind of a, ho-hum, I don't really want to have to go out and do this as another thing for my job today, to being something that people look for. And then the group I talked about a moment ago, the bit of the committee that we've informally put together that's worried about our culture, then takes those and figures out, all right, what can different departments be doing to further grasp on to successes or improve things that aren't going well.
So one of the classic statements, and I have somebody that does a lot of assessment here following along. Hello, Sandy Charity. Oh, hello, Karen, for dialing in here on the Facebook feed. Got to give some shout outs out there to those of you that are there. You know, one of the things that is present when you look at assessment is that you don't know what you don't know, yeah. Right? But one of the things that I know very clearly, again, and this just goes back to the culture, goes back to the programs, goes back to that environment. If you do not define it, you cannot measure it. And if you can't measure it, you cannot manage it. So again, that goes back to that. You get what you get and you can't throw a fit about the culture if you aren't purposely engaged, hence the engagement survey, of facilitating those outcomes for your company and your organization.
Yeah, I think could agree more.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
that was
spot on.
I was like, wait a minute, do I need to say amen? Yeah. Or do I need to get Nikki to say amen? What do we need to do? There's a little red whistle. Need to preach it from a mountain high. So, you know, and I look at this, have either of you gotten feedback from your team members that say, hey, you know, I'm so glad, you know, James, you mentioned now something I look forward to. I'm glad we do this because I know that this has produced X.
Yeah, so I feel the most important thing for any culture, any family, is a sense of ownership, a sense of inclusion, a sense of aligning your own identity to a corporate identity, allows for that parallel of feeling that we're going to be here for the long term. It establishes a stronger work ethic. I go back to that team concept of applying the ability to pick someone else up when they're down. All those things, when you think about the intangible of a culture, have to be taken into consideration. And so the fact that the organization recognizes the importance of it and employees want to be a part of it to make sure that we're doing it the right way is hugely important. Something that was neglected in center for the first 7 years of our business.
Yeah. So and now you've come to the light. You've seen the light.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chris,
amen. You're adapting well. I'm impressed.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to add to that piece there?
No, I you know, on the engagement survey side of things, certainly that's a great mechanism for feedback. But as a company, we recognize kind of in our coaching atmosphere that continuous feedback is very important at all levels of the organization. So that's whether that's a person who's 6 months out of school working on a project, giving feedback to a project manager, vice versa. It's getting feedback from clients, really seeing how we're doing, how we can keep improving. So this is just one area where we're getting feedback about the company so that we can keep putting, you know, things in place to be better and better and be a better organization and offer more to our clients and to our staff and families.
Well, and the key thing that I believe, and we talked a little bit about this, the key thing in that aspect is the willingness of leadership within the company to be open to receive that feedback. Because a lot of times there are our CEOs, CFOs, like, oh, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We're driving this business. We're not, hey, people work for us and people buy from us or whatever. It doesn't work that way anymore. You know, and if you're not connecting, if you're not building those significant relationships, if you're not building that relational capacity, not only across your team or your family, right, but with those that you're called upon to serve and your clients, you're not going to be in business very long. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So real quick, I got to put this out there. If you're dialing in and you're listening in and you're like, whoa, man, that's some cool stuff. Okay, maybe you're not doing that. But hey, if you hear anything that you're like, wow, I want to learn more, where can folks go to learn more about careers or opportunities with Center Technologies?
Yeah, so we have a recruiting department. Adam Damask is our the guy who heads up that department, so we can get in touch with him directly from our website. Y'all can, I don't know, my contact info on the site now that we're doing.
We can put it out there.
Let's put it out there.
Amen.
I'll give you my cell phone or my email address. I lead the sales division, but I'm certainly happy to get anybody with a technical background or sales interest or operations interest in touch with the right people.
And website is Center, C-E-N-T-R-E.
Technologies.com.
Yes,
yeah, plural.
Plural. So
multiple technologies.
Absolutely. So, and again, not E-R, but R-E, Center Technologies. com, and job opportunities are posted on your website.
Absolutely.
So you can tag along there. Hey, Chris, how about you? How about All Four?
So our website is a great place to go. That's all4inc.com, A-L-L, the number 4, I-N-C.com. From there, there's a careers page. You'll find all kinds of great information on there, jobs that are posted, information about our interview process, opportunities at the entry level, as well as for experienced professionals. And I'd encourage you to spend a little more time on the site under the About menu. You can learn more about our people, our benefits, awards that we've won, really kind of get that sense of feeling of who we are. Additionally, you can find us on Twitter at All4Inc, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn as well.
No, and and ladies and gentlemen, that is the part of where the world is. We are in a digital world. If you do your homework and you do it well, if you're hearing things today, because guess what? You want to go work for Houston's best and brightest. And this is, hey, ladies and gentlemen, best of the best. Not just, oh, ho, ho, and we're best of the... No, best of the best here in Houston for 2016. To learn more about all of the award winners, go out to 101bestandbrightest.com. Click on programs. Click on past winners. And you can review them by region. Click on the 2016. You will see all the companies that are listed there. Great resource. And I tie that back into the jobs that I've been doing, because I know there are a lot of people that are in between jobs who are looking for work. Wouldn't you want to work for one of Houston's best and brightest companies to work for? Or, heaven forbid, go work for one of those companies in your major metropolitan area, because, oh, by golly, this stream's live on the internet. You may be listening to this as a podcast because you're a smart cookie. You found the show on iTunes. You went out to unleashedradiohour.com and clicked on the podcast link. Oh, and because you're super smart, you go out to Facebook and you've liked the page on Facebook for the Unleashed Radio Hour to stay up to date and current on all things about helping you unleash your career and your business. We're going to run to a break here in just a second, but again, I want to give you that web address, 101bestandbrightest.com. That's where you can learn about the companies. If you're looking to work for one or the two best of the best companies, Center Technologies, that's Center, C-E-N-T-R-E, Technologies, plural, all one word, .com, and All Four,
A-L-L, the number 4, I-N-C.com.
There you go, where you can find out how you can join the team with opportunities that are available and posted to work for Houston's best and brightest companies to work for here in H-Town. We're going to run to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some wonderful tips and other things that you need to know about helping your company one of the best and brightest to work for. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to christianpublishing.com. That's christianpublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at christianpublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right. We are back here in studio. You're listening live, or maybe you got out on a podcast, and you're listening to the podcast here. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you are dialed in to Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Today we have the gift, we have the honor, we have the privilege. I get so excited, I just sometimes run my words together, right? We have the privilege of putting a spotlight on that of what is right, on the best of the best, Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. It's been a pleasure today, Kristen, to have you here in studio, and James. And you know, when I went to that break, we've been talking about your companies, we've been talking about the culture, we've been talking about the job opportunities. But I want to take just a little level. When you look at your participation, your involvement, your wait for it, engagement with the Houston Best and Brightest programs to be a part of here in Houston, what's the most significant thing that you've taken away for that? Ladies first, Kristen, throwing it up to you. Now, again, Atlanta, you've participated as well, so. What resonates most with you?
I think what resonates the most with me is, you know, a little more than 2 years ago, I took the journey from Philadelphia down here to H-Town to open the office here. And, you know, there was a little bit of being fearless and changing up a lot of things in life. But I was pretty excited to come open an office here and be able to grow it to what it is today. And certainly we have aspirations for a lot of growth here going into the future. And to be here about 2 years and to be recognized for what we've been able to do, that means a ton. I can't even put words around it, but it's pretty awesome.
So if I were to wordsmith, and it's that you begin to see, because of the engagement survey process with your employees and your team, that you're doing the right things right, and you and leading that as a leader in your company and with your team, it's an affirmation and an exclamation point of we're doing the right things right, we're making progress, we're continuing to grow, and the recognition helps you continue that into the future and beyond.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how'd you like that? With a little circle back to the station.
Very good.
All right. Hey, wait. James is dying. James, can I get an amen?
Yeah, amen.
Okay, so he's been dying to do that all day long. I had to make sure. And I had to move the mic because you're like, you're going to move the mic when you do it? So I had to make sure we accommodated there. James, same question up to you. You know, when you look at this, you know, for you, what have you seen as a result that really is the most significant piece of being involved in the Houston's Best and Brightest Companies to Work For program?
Sure. There's plenty of companies out there who have the same problems we probably have. You have employees that bicker, employees that do get in fights, and we're not by any means perfect, right? So I feel like the affirmation piece.
Maybe disagreements, because when I heard fights, I just went all on UFC on you.
No, straight up fights.
Straight up? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't add it to our culture list, but we do Fight Club.
No, first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
On radio, you do. So we decided that pretty early on that by recognizing and acknowledging that nobody's perfect, that our culture should develop rather smoothly and rather naturally. And so to have like you mentioned, affirmation or confirmation that it is the things that we're doing are doing the right way, or the things that we're not doing, we need to start doing, are told to us before people start leaving. And so having that level of assurance and be able to win an award on it that we're doing it the right way didn't mean as much. I mean, it meant a lot to me, but didn't mean as much to me as it meant to the rest of the business and the guys on the phones. So that was a huge deal for us.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's a critical key. You know, as you continue to go in, you continue to dial in, there's so much that happens in the day-to-day in any work environment. Mm-hmm. And again, as you said, the affirmation that we're doing some of the right things right, the opportunity to adapt or grow and to develop things that will help us, because at the end of the day, it is about engagement, which is what the survey looks at and the process looks at, but it is also about retention. You know, and when you constantly are losing employees because the culture isn't right, I guarantee you listeners out there saying, I left that place because, man, it was the worst place in the world to be. You're attracting talent versus repelling it. And that is a key part today, ladies and gentlemen, of why both All Four and Center Technologies are being recognized as the best of the best elite companies for Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. You hear the music? We're going to run to a break. I hope that what we're talking here kickstarts your heart.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. It's good news for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state and cannot afford to pay them back. The IRS is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in this current economic downturn, qualifying for this program will settle your delinquent tax problem, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes by thousands of dollars. For this free information and to see if you qualify, call the hotline at People's Tax Relief by dialing 1-800-375-8936. If you owe back taxes and cannot afford to pay them, there's no need to worry. You may now qualify to settle your delinquent tax problems and save thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 1-800-375-8936. 1-800-375-8936. That's 1-800-375-8936.
This is Business 1110.
We had to have the juice, so we're bringing the juice here in studio today, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, and we've been bringing the gift, the pleasure, and the honor of visiting and discussing and talking and sharing about Houston's best and brightest companies to work for and the elite best of the best in the small business and overall winners in best of the best small business all four and for the overall Center Technologies. Kristen, it has been a pleasure having you here in studio. Congratulations on that award recognition.
Thank you.
And bringing that culture and being able to keep that culture intact amongst different regional offices. And really, really thank you for being a part of today's show. If people want to learn more, once again, about all four, where do they need to go?
Start with the website, www.all4inc.com. That's A-L-L, the number 4, I-N-C.com. All kinds of good information there between our careers page, about us, people, awards, etc. And then you can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at all4inc.com.
Yeah. And the other thing that you can do, if you don't want to write all that down, you're like, wait, just go to 101bestandbrightest.com, click on programs, award previous award recipients, and then you can click on Houston, and they're all linked out there as well. But James, if you want to give some folks on how to get in contact, they're looking to stay connected to Center Technologies, what do they do?
Yeah, very similar, right? Social media, all the Facebook, Twitter. I think we even have a few others out there. I want to give you guys the direct contact info to our head recruiter, Adam DeMass. So A-D-A-M-A-S-K, A-D-A-M-A-S-K at centertechnologies.com, or call him directly at 281-741-6391, and he can get your resume put right in the system in the right department.
Absolutely, and that's an opportunity that if you were inspired, if you were engaged by any of the stories that we shared, excuse me, I was so moved. I'm feeling with glamour. I had a cough pop up. But hey, if you were so moved and so engaged and inspired by some of the stories that you heard today about the programs and the companies and the culture that's been created at All Four and Center Technologies, by all means, please go out, learn more, stay connected. We'll do some links. I'll share some of that information on the Facebook page under Unleashed Radio Hour. You can always stay connected and follow along. Hey, and listen, both of you, thank you so much for being a part of what we did here today. Thank you also. And for someone here who I study organizational development, I look at management, I look at leadership. Kudos to your companies, to your business leadership for recognizing and being aware we need to focus on the significance of the culture by that formation of the committee, keeping the culture moving from geographical location to geographical location. Because again, if you don't make it a priority, ladies and gentlemen listening out there, if you do not make your culture, which includes your programs, your activities, how you do, what you do around here, then you run the risk of that culture getting created in a way that's not going to benefit you, that will not help you unleash your career if you're in a leadership role and your business. Hey, you hear the music? We thank you for being a part of today's show. Again, Kristen, James, thank you so much for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, come back next week. We're going to share more great stories on Houston's best and brightest programs and companies to work for and the efforts that are taking place by some of the best around in H-Town. You're dialed in. Thank you for listening in. Ladies and gentlemen, help me, Nikki, take it to it. Ready until next week? See ya!
See ya! Peace!